I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Retribution, the latest Liam Neeson action vehicle. Although it's a remake of a Spanish film, I still think it's entering speed territory by having a bomb in a vehicle. This time, Neeson is driving his kids to school and receives a call from a dark phone, which says he has placed a bomb in the car, and Neeson and his kids are all sitting on pressure plates, and if they exit the car, the villain will detonate it. He also sets bombs for some of Neeson's associates, and when explosions are done, he's accused of being the bad guy. Retribution has some fun car chases and would-be Hurt Locker moments, but what are we really missing? Money transfers, explosions, and family arguments? I'm just glad they cut back on those conflicts unlike Landscape of Invisible Hand. Neeson is an action hero who knows how to appeal to the right crowd, but this is a lame take and meets speed splice. 2 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.